Getting started with Windows 10. Windows 10 is Microsoft's newest operating system, and so we thought it would be a good idea to demonstrate a few of the differences in this version of Windows compared to earlier ones. At the time of this recording, Windows 10 has just been released. You may find, therefore, that a few things that we describe here might be different by the time you listen and practice on your own Windows 10 PC. We also intend to have additional training resources available on the WindowWise training website. For more information, please either contact AI Squared directly at 802-362-3612 or visit the WindowWise training page at www.gwmicro.com/training. In this section, we are going to assume that you already have some familiarity with Windows, such as Windows 7 or Windows 8. In fact, if you are already familiar with Windows 8, Windows 10 will not be too much of a jump. In this section, we will briefly look at the Windows 10 Start menu, some of the new Windows 10 hotkeys, and most importantly, how to change the default web browser from Microsoft Edge to Internet Explorer. Without further ado, let's get started. I'm currently sitting at the desktop on my Windows 10-enabled laptop, and I'm going to bring up the Start menu with the Windows key. You can also reach the Start menu with Control Escape.
Cortana, search box edit.
And there you heard WindowWise say Cortana, search box edit. Cortana is Microsoft's new voice search assistant. If you wish to experiment with Cortana, you may do so, but we will not be looking at it here. The most important thing to note is the search box edit text that was spoken after that. If you are familiar with Windows Vista, Windows 7, or the Windows 8 operating systems, then this search box should not present any surprises. As with earlier versions of Windows, you can type in text representing what you're looking for, whether it be a program, a website, a document, an email, a music file, a picture, a location on your hard drive, etc. For example, I'm going to begin typing the word WindowWise.
W. WindowWise desktop app.
And in fact, the first result was the WindowWise desktop app. If there are more results, I can use the up and down arrow keys to traverse them. So let's press the down arrow.
Weather.
There's weather.
WinLAME.
WinLAME, that is a MP3 encoder that I use.
Windows Feedback.
Windows Feedback.
Windows Defender Settings.
Windows Defender Settings.
WindowWise Upgrade.
WindowWise Upgrade.
WindowWise Install Screenshots.
And when I find the result that I'm interested in, I can press the Enter key to launch it.
WindowWise Upgrade.
So I'm going back up.
Windows Defender Settings.
Windows Defender Settings. Let's press Enter here just to launch Windows Defender Settings.
Window. Privacy Statement Link. Settings.
And here we are in Windows Defender. I'm on the Privacy Statement link. I can tab.
Help us make Windows Defender better by sending Microsoft malware samples so we can learn about potential security problems and catch them earlier. On toggle switch.
We don't actually want to do anything here. So let's get back to the Start menu by pressing the Windows key.
Cortana, search box edit.
So we showed how the Start menu search works. No surprises there. Let's explore the rest of the Start menu by pressing the Tab key.
Homeless view.
So I just pressed the Tab key one time, and we heard Home. Let's arrow around and see what else we have.
Settings.
Your settings.
Feedback.
And feedback. Let's tab again.
Try Cortana unselected list view.
Here's an item that just says Try Cortana. I have not yet set up Cortana on this computer, so that's why this item is here. In my case, this is the only item in this particular list. If I hit up and down, I just get silence. Press the Tab key again.
Search box edit.
And here we are back in the search edit box. Normally, if you are dealing with a stock Windows 10 image, you will likely have other items on the start menu. For example, there might be links to most frequently used applications, most visited places on your computer, and possibly other groups. I've already disabled the majority of these items simply because they don't fit with my particular workflow. Let's say I wanted to look at some of the most recently used applications on my computer. To do this, once I'm in the Start Search edit, I can hit the down arrow key, and that will take me into
Start. Account picture for Steve button.
Here's the account picture for my particular email account.
Most used get started unselected list view.
And I press the down arrow again to get into the most recently used applications. And here is getting started. Down again.
Maps, new unselected.
Maps, which is new.
People, new unselected.
People, which is new.
Calculator, new unselected.
Calculator.
Alarms clock unselected. Notepad unselected.
Here's notepad.
Power button.
If I hit the space bar on power.
Space. Context menu.
Here is a context menu where I can.
Sleep.
sleep,
hibernate,
shutdown,
restart,
or restart. Despite the different naming convention, this button pretty much acts like the shutdown button in Windows 7 and Windows 8. I don't want to do anything related to power at this point, so let's press escape.
Power button.
Now we're back at the power button. Down again.
All apps button.
Here's the all apps button.
Cortana. Search box edit.
Down again, and now we're back in the search edit box. So notice that the search edit box was right after the all apps button. Let's say I wanted to get to all apps, or power, directly from the start menu. To do that, I can press the up arrow.
Start. All apps button.
Here's the all apps button. Press up again.
Power button.
And here's the power button. So if I wanted to shut down my computer, I could bring up the start menu with the Windows key, hit up arrow twice, and hit enter.
Context menu. Restart.
And the first item there is restart. Press escape to get back out of the power menu.
Power button.
Now let's explore all apps. This is kind of like the all programs item in earlier versions of Windows.
All apps button.
To activate that, press enter.
All apps WinStar 1.0.0.0 neutral neutral CW5N1H2XAVMS resource WinStar resources tile display name new unselected list view.
Now I'm in a list of all the apps available on this PC. The first item is actually just called new. Microsoft hasn't yet labeled this as such. So we'll go down.
093D Builder new unselected.
Now you heard it say 093D Builder unselected. Now the first item there to make note of is the 09. This is the group. All of your Windows apps are now organized alphabetically into groups. 0 through 9 is a group. The letter A is a group. B, C, D, all the way through the letter Z. So 09 was telling us that we are in the 0 to 9 group, and then we heard 3D Builder. That's the name of the actual app that we are currently focused on. In the Windows 10 Start menu, and in fact in the Settings app as well, you will frequently hear the phrase unselected. This can pretty much be ignored. If the item is highlighted, you can act on it even though Windows reports it as being unselected. Let's down arrow again.
7-zip folder, collapsed, unselected, closed.
7-zip is a file compression software that I like to use, and we heard that this is a folder. This just means that 7-zip is a group, and there are items within it that we can explore. To get into that group, I can press the Enter key.
7-zip unselected expanded.
And now that it is expanded, I can hit the down arrow.
7-zip file manager unselected.
Here's the 7-zip file manager.
7-zip help unselected.
And then we heard 7-zip help. Those are the only two items in this folder. If I wanted to activate either of them, I could press Enter at this point. I don't want to, however, so I am going to press the up arrow.
7-zip file manager unselected.
And again.
7-zip folder unselected expanded.
And here's the 7-zip folder. I'll press Enter.
7-zip unselected closed.
And now we hear that it is closed. One thing to be aware of as you navigate the list of apps, at least at the time that I'm recording this, is that you cannot use first letter navigation like you might expect in a normal list view. Let's say I wanted to get down to the Windowize group. You would think that I could press W to get there. But if I do that,
W,
nothing happens. So at this point, you can either exit the All Apps screen and go back to the search box, or you can jump to the group of items that you're interested in. To do that, I'm going to press the Tab key.
09 group.
Now we hear 09 group. I can up and down arrow through the groups. So let's hit down.
A group.
A group.
C group.
C group. Notice they didn't say anything about B group. That's because I don't have any apps on my machine that start with the letter B. Go down again.
D group.
D.
F group.
F. Again, there's nothing here that starts with E.
G group.
G.
H group.
And let's just go down to W.
I group. K. L. F. O group. P group. R group. S group. T. B. W group.
Here's the W group. So at this point, I can shift tab back to the list of programs.
All apps W weather, new unselected list view.
And here we are at weather. I can go down from here.
Winamp folder, collapsed, unselected, closed.
Here's Winamp.
Windowize folder, collapsed, unselected, closed.
Here's Windowize. If I hit enter to expand it.
Windowize unselected, expanded.
Now I can go down through the different options. We're not going to do that, however.
Windowize unselected, closed.
Let's say I wanted to get out of the list of all the apps. You can tab to get back to the search edit box, but that may take a while. What's a bit easier to do is to tab until you get to the back button.
W group.
There's the W group.
Back button. Exit all apps. Button.
Here's back, which says exit all apps. Now if I wanted to completely dismiss all apps, I could hit enter on the back button, and that will change the caption of this button back to all apps. If I want to leave all apps up, I can just hit the down arrow, and I will be placed back in the search box.
Cortana, search box edit.
The Windows 10 Start menu has a place for live tiles, for example, recent news articles, weather reports, etc. To get there, let's hit the up arrow from the Start search.
Start. All apps button.
Here's all apps. Let's press the right arrow.
Cortana's group header list.
Here's Cortana's group. Let's hit the right arrow again.
Mail's group header list.
In this final group, we have a list of universal apps, which were previously known as modern apps, which were previously known as metro apps. Among these are some live tiles. So I know, for example, if I wanted to get to the latest news, once I'm on the calendar icon, I can go one item to the right.
China shares fall amid doubts over Beijing's rescue money.
And of course, if I wanted to act on that, I could press the Enter key. One final feature new to the Windows 10 Start menu that I would like to describe is the concept of jump lists. When you're working with an application, for example, Notepad or Microsoft Word, anything really that deals with working with documents on your computer, you can locate the program and you might hear that the application in question has a jump list. When you hear that, you can press the right arrow key to take you to the jump list button. Pressing enter at this point will then bring up a list of recently used documents associated specifically to that program. For instance, if you are dealing with Microsoft Word, it would bring up a list of your recent Word documents. If you're working in Notepad, it would bring up a list of recent text files. I presently don't have any such jump lists on this machine, which is why I can't demonstrate it for you right now. There is certainly more to the Windows 10 Start menu, but this should be enough information to help you get started, especially if you already know how to use other versions of Windows. To get out of the Start menu, I will press the Windows key.
Settings.
And here we are back in the Settings for Windows Defender. Just like in older versions of Windows, you can still Alt-Tab between open applications. So I'm going to hold down Alt and press Tab.
Running applications, volume mixer, speakers, really high definition, audio list view, task switching.
There's the Windows volume control, which I was in a little while ago.
Untitled Notepad.
There's Notepad.
Settings.
And here we are back at Settings. Of course, if I let go of the Alt key, I will be in that application. So let's Alt-Shift-Tab.
Untitled Notepad.
Here's Notepad. I'm going to let go of Alt and Shift.
Untitled Notepad. Blank edit.
And here we are in Notepad. Something that is new to Windows 10 is the Windows Tab command. Like Alt-Tab, Windows Tab will let you move through open applications. But unlike Alt-Tab, this can be accomplished in a list, rather than requiring that you constantly hold down a key. Let's press Windows Tab now.
Running applications untitled Notepad list view.
At this point, I can use my up, down, left, and right arrow keys to move around the list of open applications. Let's hit the right arrow key.
Settings.
There's settings.
Volume mixer speakers really high definition audio.
There's the Windows volume control. Let's say I wanted to get into that application. I can simply hit enter.
100 of 100 slider. Dialog volume mixer speakers really high definition audio.
And here we are in the Windows volume control. Something else that you can do in the Windows tab dialog. Let's bring that up.
Running applications, volume mixer, speakers, really high definition, audio list view, task view.
Is create a new desktop. And to do that, I can simply hit the tab key.
New desktop button.
And hit enter. The concept of multiple desktops may be a bit confusing. Think of it as a way to group applications that you use into categories. As an example, you might have one desktop dedicated to work applications like Microsoft Word, Outlook, a work instant messaging application, etc. You might have another desktop set aside specifically for home use. For example, maybe you have a web browser or a media player, your own personal email running, and so on. Windows 10 fully supports the multiple desktop scenario, and WindowEyes will work fine with it also. Be aware that if you have multiple desktops, you can still access all of your running applications through Alt-Tab, unless you instruct Windows to only show the applications in the active desktop in the Alt-Tab order. This is probably more in-depth than we need to get to here, so I will leave this as an exercise for you to explore on your own time. To get out of here, we can simply hit Escape.
100 of 100 slider. Dialog volume mixer speakers really high definition audio.
And now we're back in the volume control. Windows 10 includes a brand new web browser from Microsoft called Edge. Regrettably, at the time this section is being recorded, Edge is not very accessible. In fact, Microsoft recommends that anybody using adaptive technology use Internet Explorer instead. Thus, to round off this section, I'm going to show you exactly how you can do that. Let's bring up the Start menu again.
Cortana. Search box edit.
Press the Windows key there. Now I'm going to type default browser. So the word default.
D-E-F-A-U-L-T space.
Space and then the word browser.
B-O-F-F-E-R. Choose a default web browser system settings.
And here we are. Choose a default web browser. And this is exactly what we want. So I'm going to press enter.
Window. Web browser. Microsoft Edge button. Settings.
And notice that we were told that the default web browser is Microsoft Edge. This is not what we want. So I'm going to press the enter key to activate the button.
Firefox button.
And now I heard, when do I say Firefox? Firefox is a web browser that is installed on this computer. And at this point, I can now use the tab key to move around my different browser options. So here's Firefox.
Internet Explorer button.
Internet Explorer.
Microsoft Edge button.
Microsoft Edge.
Look for an app in the store button.
Look for an app in the store.
Firefox button.
And here we are back at Firefox. Let's go ahead and change this to Internet Explorer. So to do that, I'm going to tab one more time to get back to the Internet Explorer button.
Internet Explorer button.
And press enter.
Web browser, Internet Explorer button.
And then we heard web browser, Internet Explorer. Unlike previous versions of Windows, there's no need to hit the apply button or the OK button in most cases. In fact, those buttons don't even exist. So now that the change has been made, I can simply Alt-F4.
100 of 100 slider.
And the window has been closed, and we're back in the Windows volume control. Now that we have briefly explored Windows 10, let's move on to the next section.